Urban Petting Zoo. We don't leave home much these days. Too dangerous with the turtle shells falling from the sky, leaving behind explosions of sun that tan our skin to the bones. And we don't much like the noise from the great metal elephants stomping through our yard and crushing the garden beneath their rubber feet. Nor do we care for the weather, hot and wicked air, with clouds so dense you can grab them, but you wouldn't dare because they make it hard to breathe. Hollow bees also cause problems. They sting the soul with venomous tips and are so fast you can't see them, though their buzz makes you aware when they are passing by. Hawks fly overhead, searching for fresh prey. They strike without warning, even when they aren't hungry, because to them, it's just a game. One day my daughter wanted to play, to go outside in the rain. I told her it wasn't safe, and she should stay inside to hide from all the beasts. She wouldn't listen to me, would run outside to dance, wanted to celebrate the fat raindrops, to feel them hit her young skin, but I told her it wasn't safe. We had stayed inside for a month, hiding in our cave, where no beast could reach us, they wouldn't even think to look, in a place so sad and empty. Yet my daughter wanted to dance and play outside for one day, to feel alive for once in her young, young life, and I understood and said okay. Just a minute, no more, and dance with joy like a flower soaking up the rain. And she did, but the hawks were hungry that day. See yourself. You say you're not beautiful, a beautiful lie. You hate your crooked smile, a tease of symmetry's myth. Your buttermilk skin sours your mood, a taste to savor. You obsess about your weight, a number with little meaning. You constantly change your hair color, a distraction from everything else. You detest the mirror but can't stay away, a reflection of faults individually crafted. You wish you were different, a carbon copy of a secret. You want to look like pictures, a mirage that doesn't exist. You cry at night, a model customer. You shop for extravagance, a subject of Victoria. You want to look elegant, a false sense of pride. You spend all your money, a perfect trick. You look into the mirror, a tear creeps down. You feel no better, a rueful existence. You look through rusted truths, a set of eyes to deceive. You need only see the world through a viewpoint that's not your own. You say you're not beautiful, a beautiful lie.